Amen. Praise the Lord. He surely will. He'll outshine them all. Amen. All the splendors of heaven. I've never known a Christian that talked about heaven and everything that was there, but what they didn't wind up saying, but I can't wait to see Jesus most of all. Somehow, some way. Why is that? Because he means more to the believer than anything else. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Everybody being here in the Lord's house this morning, and I desire your prayers just for a few minutes as we try to look at this thought that the Lord put on my heart. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and for sake of reading, I'm just going to read couple of verses. Verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I want to study around this thought this morning at the end of verse number 20. Where the apostle told them, be ye reconciled to God. Be ye reconciled to God. Now, when you think about what it means to be reconciled, and that ministry of reconciliation, it is that bringing back together. That is bringing together in union to be reconciled. It would be like a man and a woman that is married, that has been apart, and then they are reconciled back together. They are brought back together. You see, the Bible says that you and I, as sinners, we who were far off. You see, when we're born a sinner, born a fallen creature because of Adam. We are far off from God, away from Him. We are not in that state that Adam was before that he had sinned, that God could come down and walk with man and fellowship with man in the cool of the day. We are far off. We are alienated from God. Away, the Bible said, away from God. I want to go back and look through some of these verses to bring about this thought about be ye reconciled to God. Now, this is a request. God is not going to make a sinner be reconciled to God. There are some things that God says to do. He says to be not drunk with wine when it's excess, but be ye filled. That was a command to the believer. But here when he says, be ye reconciled to God, that is a request, a strong request. God is saying, to be reconciled to Him. Now He hath given us this ministry, the apostle said, this word of reconciliation. In verse 14, the apostle Paul's talking about this ministry of reconciliation, and he said, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." For the love of Christ constraineth us. And what that means is that the love of Christ is the driving force. It is that exerting force. It is that presses us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. You see, when God said, "Be ye reconciled to God," He's talking to all. Because all are dead. There are not some men that can say, they may say, "Well, you know, God, He might save others, but not me." Or, "This may be for some, but it's not for me." Listen, God made it clear right here that when He wants man to be reconciled, it is all man that He is talking to. Because all are dead. And so He says that plainly. Then we're all dead. If one died for all. See, Christ died for all. He died for all, not just a few. Don't ever believe them that says that Christ only died for a certain elect. That Christ only shed His blood for a certain few or a certain number. Don't ever believe that doctrine. That's a poisonous doctrine. You see, He died for all. One died for all. Christ died for me. Christ died for you. Amen. Christ died for all. From the beginning to the end. The first to the last. Christ died for all. And that's because all were dead. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, all need to be saved. When the Lord said in the Gospels that He come not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance, that doesn't mean that there was already some righteous men on earth. They were righteous in their own eyes. You see, how can you call a righteous man if he already feels like he's right? If he already feels like he's right, why does he need to repent for anything wrong he's done? You see, but that was the point He's trying to get to. But He came to call sinners to repentance. And the Bible makes it clear, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And all were dead. And just like a dead man, all were dead. Dead in trespasses and sin. Dead in spirit. Dead. I mean disconnected. Away from God. Amen? I mean that man needs to realize he's dead. He is dead. And that Christ died for all. So you can say Christ died for me. Christ died for me, a dead man. Amen. Christ died for you, a dead man, dead in trespasses and sin. Now, He said, and that He died for all, that they which live, that means some's going to live. They which live. Who is they which live? Well, it's them that's going to be reconciled. It's them that are reconciled, them that come to Him. And now listen, I'm trying to explain this the best way I can. And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live to themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. So now you take a dead man, he's dead, he has no life, no life whatsoever. And then Christ dies for them, dies for the dead. Then some of those that are dead realize they need to be reconciled to Christ, and they come to Christ. Now they're alive. Now now that they're made alive because of Christ, they're not going to live their own life, live for themselves, live for their own flesh. They're going to live for Him. That they should not live henceforth for themselves, but for Him that died for them. Amen. I'm glad that He came and gave me life. Amen. Hey, that's what you and I were. We were dead men, now made alive. Dead men made alive. If we're saved, we're dead men made alive. And now my life is not my own. It's the life of Christ. It's the life He gave me. I owe my life to Him. You owe your life to Him. I was dead. Had no life. I may have thought I had life, but I didn't. I was dead. Dead, away from God. Away from Him. So now, that's what He said. That they which live, them that's made alive, should not henceforth live to themselves. Live their own life. Live the way they want to live. Live by their own rules. Live for what makes their flesh feel good. No, they should not henceforth live to themselves, but unto Him which died for them. Amen. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord of the dead and the living. Amen. He's Lord. We live unto Him. In Him we live, move, and have our being. Unto Him which died for them and rose again. See, He not only died, but if He had just died, we'd still be dead. If Jesus came and just died for the dead, well, then He'd still be dead. He'd still be in the grave. But see, the reason He could give dead men life is because He died and rose again. Amen. Rose again. He's alive today. That's the power of the gospel. This Jesus that came and died for dead men, and rose again to give you life and me life. Somebody that died and rose again on their own power, he can give life to whoever he wants to. Amen. Death has no dominion over him, has no power over him. Amen. That He died for all. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. In other words, we don't trust the flesh. We don't trust no man's flesh. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh. Now, this is the apostle speaking. We knew Him in His body, in His earthly body, in His earthly flesh. He said, yet now henceforth know we Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's to be alive. We're in Christ. In Christ. Not after the flesh anymore, but now in Christ. In Christ and alive. Listen, we've been made old thing. We're a new creature. He is a new creature. I like what one man said. Well, people said it different. You know, I didn't just get a tune-up. I was made new. Made new. All things new. A new creature. Amen. A new creature. Something totally different than what I was. As different as a dead man is from a live man. Amen. As different as a dead man is from a live man. Now listen, I want to tell you something. A man that has this body that dies, when he's made alive, it's not going to be this same body. It may look like it, but it's going to be different, Brother Mike. Now there's a difference. There's a big difference. Amen? In that body that is made alive.
And that's what the apostle's trying to allude to. If any man be in Christ, hey, he's a new creature. He's altogether different than what he was. Different than before. Looks the same, but he's different, or she's different than they were. Amen. Not the same. I'm not the same anymore. You're not the same anymore. As somebody used to sing a song, I don't go there anymore. Remember them old dives they used to go, I don't go there anymore. I'm not the same anymore. You're not the same anymore. Oh, we've been made new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And listen, I don't have time to get into it this morning, but it's more than just a list of things that you like to do. He's talking about everything that we were, the power we were under, the laws that you and I were under. Listen, it's all new now. I'm not bound, you're not bound, not us that are saved, we're not bound by the law of sin and death anymore. We've been made new. We're free from that now. We're free from that. Everything's new. It's not just that, I used to do this and now I don't. Amen? It's more than that. Oh, and them things happen, believe me, they do. Amen? I quit smoking dope and drinking when I got saved. Amen? I cut my hair. Are you listening? They were some things that I did that I don't do anymore. But I didn't realize. Listen, I was under the grip of sin and Satan. And when he made me new, when he made me alive, I'm free now. I'm free. You're free. Not bound to those things anymore. Walk in liberty, the Bible said, wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Some say people get themselves all tangled back up again because of that old flesh. Listen, you're not bound by the law of the flesh anymore. You don't have to listen to it. You're now in Christ. You're now in Christ. You can listen to Him. You can live unto Him. You can live unto Him. Before, I couldn't live unto Him, didn't know Him. No way I could live under Christ. I did not know Him. People that, you know, are religious and try to live unto Him, that's as far as they get, is religious. Having a form of godliness, no power. No power, Brother Danny. No life-changing power. No real soul liberty. Amen. No real reconciliation to God. His Spirit bearing witness with their spirit. Amen. That they're the sons of God. Amen. They don't. They don't have that peace. That's why many of them preach, we'll never really know for sure till we get to heaven. I know now. His Spirit bears witness with my spirit. I'm the Son of God. I am a Son of God. Amen. We are the sons and daughters of God. He bears witness of that. Praise the Lord. Be reconciled to God this morning. All things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. How did God reconcile us? By Jesus. By everything Jesus did. By Jesus, all He is and all He did. God said, I'm sending my Son. It's the only way that I can be reconciled to you. It's through what He does. Jesus had to come. Had to come. Born of a virgin. Had to fulfill the law. Lived sinless. Had to die in our place. Had to shed His blood for us. A sinless blood. His blood had to be sinless blood. And it was.
He not only had to die, but he had to raise again the third day. Had to have the power to do that. And now God said, I can be reconciled to you through him. Through Jesus. Listen, that still lets me, there's nothing that I can do to reconcile myself to God. I must go through Christ. Our salvation is through Christ. Our reconciliation to God is through Christ. Amen. When I talk to God, I talk to God through Christ. Amen. That's right. I'm blessed through Christ. I live through Christ. I'm saved by His blood. Amen. Born again by His Word. All because of Him. All to Him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain. Jesus washed it white as snow. God who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God said, I'm going to give you men a message. I want you to preach everywhere to all that are dead that I'll reconcile them through my Son. That's it. That's the message. That lets me know there are no other messages, are no other avenues, no other coexistings. That's right, the Chinese ain't going up but Buddha. The Hindus ain't going up some other way. And they're not all on different roads going to the same place. Hey, there is the word that God gave to His men, all of His men. The word of reconciliation that God will receive dead sinners in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. God reconciles us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Here He's going to say it again in another way. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Uh-oh. This means that Jesus wasn't just no ordinary man. That was God. God hath made Himself a body. And second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ. He's as much God as the Father is. Amen. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Great picture is Noah and the ark. Where the ark was built. Now the ark is a type of Christ. And Noah was a type of Israel going through the storm, the tribulation period. See, here's the picture. There was a voice that said, come in the ark. God was in Christ. See, He reconciles the world to Himself. That's how God's going to save His people Israel. God in Christ. God in Christ keeping them. Amen? It's the only way they'll be kept during that time. It's the only way they'll be saved during that time, the Israelite. That's right. That's a pretty picture. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. God was in Christ. On the cross, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Not holding us guilty, Brother Dave. Not in Christ. In Christ it's paid. When God sees us in Christ, He doesn't see imputed sin. He doesn't see sin all over me. He sees righteousness all over me. He sees righteousness all over you. Only in Christ. You have to be reconciled to God. Be ye reconciled to God. In Christ. Now then, we are ambassadors, the apostle said, for Christ. as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. As though God did beseech you by us, and we pray you in Christ's stead. Paul saying, we're here on the behalf of Christ. And it's as if God, through their mouth, listen, that's what he said, did beseech you by us. But God using me to tell you to come to him. God did beseech you by us. God did beg you by us. Be reconciled to me. Be reconciled to me. The message of the ambassador, the message of God's man, of any of God's children that carry that message, it is God using them to beseech the world to come to himself. That is the gospel. That is the message. Come to me. Come unto me that you might have life. See, you're dead. Come unto me that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Look unto me and live. All through the scripture, God's telling them, come to me and live. Look to me and live. Call unto me and you'll live. The only movement a dead man could ever make is responding in faith to God. Like Lazarus, he was dead in the tomb. And he heard a voice, Lazarus, come forth. If he'd have just snuggled down and said, I'll stay dead. But he responded to the voice. By the power of Christ, he came out. Made alive. Amen? You can be made alive today by the power of Christ. Made all new, a new creature. Old things be passed away. All the pain of death and past, Jesus can wash every bit of that away and make you a new creature. Give you a brand new start. Amen? Not to start over and make the same old sorry mistakes you made. No, to make you new, give you a new life, set you at liberty to have a whole new life. Things won't be the same. I promise you, things will not be the same. Not if you're in him. Be reconciled to God. God is beseeching you by us. Come. I want you to stand this morning. We're going to give an invitation.